Now, I wanted to touch on a couple of things. The hope question, I think hope is something we talk about a lot, that it's something you cannot find and you cannot lose. It's something you create. It's an action. And to us, doing this work is what creates hope. You being here, you being part of creating hope, us working together is what creates hope. You asked something about the Palestinian community views and what information they get, where from. I think right now, both Palestinians and Israelis watch their own news. I watch both, and I can tell you it's almost like watching about two different countries. Has nothing to do with each other. Obviously, if you're watching Palestinian news, the main thing you hear about right now is what's going on in Gaza and what's going on the West Bank and what's going on in Lebanon. There isn't anything else right now to even talk about. So there's a lot of anger. There is a lot of frustration. There's a lot of feeling of abandonment by the whole world. And it's very hard. I watch Israeli news and I don't see any of that. I see all the stories either about October 7th or after, people who are like the sirens and missiles and stuff like that. And so you don't hear about anything from what's going on in Gaza. Like when I talk to Israelis and tell them some of the stories I know about Gaza, they are shocked because they haven't heard it. It's not in most people's perception. And when I go into the West Bank, it's vice versa. I think we have so much disinformation. We have so much misinformation. Actually, what you mentioned earlier about people thinking that kufiya is a sign of terrorism, that to me is disinformation. My great-great-grandfather wore the kufiya. My grandfather wore the kufiya. It's even, it predates Palestine as well, Palestinian identity. It predates all of that. It's also not only Palestinian. It's also Syrian. It's also Iraqi. It's also, like, the concept that this represents something. I grew up wearing kufiya, still has a kufiya, and I have to say, there are times now I'm afraid to wear it, especially in the U.S. There are people who are shot for wearing a kufiya, where, you know, three students in Brown University who were shot for wearing it. So that's important to realize. And a lot of what we do it's to create knowledge, more of what's going on, to understand the stories, to create empathy, and to fight that disinformation and misinformation, because people don't care about someone they don't know. So I'm not as angry, perhaps, as society. I'm not as angry as a Palestinian at Israelis, because in many ways I look at what the media feeds you as an Israeli, and I think, well, yeah, if I was receiving that media, I'll also think Palestinians are, you know, scary, terrifying. You know, if you watch yesterday, there was somebody in a rally in the United States who was talking about Palestinian children learn how to kill when they're 2 years old. And that was at a presidential rally yesterday. And I listened to that and I think, yeah, if I was listening to these people and believe them, that's what I would think. I would be afraid as well. So identity is very important. Misinformation. I want to really invite everyone here to not only learn and understand about whatever your view, if you're pro-Israel or pro-Palestine, from only sources you know. So if you pro-Israel, please read something from Palestinian authors. Please read Mahmoud Darwish. Please read Khalidi. Please read Edward Said. Please read Noor Arikat. Please read. There's so many names of amazing Palestinian authors. You might disagree with them. It's fine. But you can't get all your information about who Palestinians are from German authors or from Israeli authors. Even if they write nice things about us, you need to hear our voices as well. And that is something in the West, I have to say, significantly missing. You don't see Palestinian voices as much. Not in the media, definitely not in even reading and writing. And if you pro-Palestinian, do read what Israelis think. Do read Amos Oz. Do read whoever Magen tells you should read. I actually read a lot of Israeli authors, but there is... We should be able to understand what's going on, not only from the point of view we agree on. Otherwise, we are allowing ourselves to be subject to misinformation or disinformation.
take more.